Cuomo says New York enacted policies beginning in early March that included the statewide shutdown. It succeeded in bringing the rates of death from the virus down from nearly 800 a day in April to 54 on May 31st. The majority of New Yorkers backed the closures and complied by staying home. But the governor says the past several days of mass protests could reignite the spread of the virus and cause a new outbreak.
People will have lost their jobs. People wiped out their savings. And now, mass gatherings with thousands of people in close proximity, 1 week before we're going to reopen New York City? What sense does this make?
The demonstrators have largely been younger people, most of them wearing masks in outdoor spaces, and the rate of infection in New York is down significantly. The governor says of 50,000 COVID-19 tests conducted Sunday, fewer than 1,000 were positive. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says we might not know the consequences of the mass gatherings for several weeks, though, as the virus can have a long incubation period while an asymptomatic person spreads the disease.
I'm concerned about that, and we're going to track those numbers because when you gather a lot of people together, as we've always said, that is a concern. So we're looking at this, and we're going to keep a very close eye on every day.
Cuomo said he stands with the majority of the protesters, who are peaceful, but he condemned the looting that has taken place, including the destruction and damage to dozens of retail stores around the state. He blames the criminality on infiltrators trying to exploit the situation, and he says it plays into the hands of opponents of the social justice cause.
This is not advancing a reform agenda. This is not persuading government officials to change.
The governor says he continues to be concerned about videos showing alleged police misconduct, including an NYPD cruiser driving into a crowd of protesters, an officer pulling down the mask of an African-American demonstrator to pepper spray him in the face, and the alleged assault of a female protester. Cuomo has asked the state's attorney general to look into the instances, and he says a curfew could help defuse the situation.
I know something has to be done because last night was not acceptable and the night before was not acceptable on any level.
Several upstate cities have already imposed evening curfews. Cuomo stopped short, though, of saying there should not be protests, saying people have the right to demonstrate, but they need to be smart about it and do it safely. Meanwhile, the state continues its phased-in reopening. Western New York was to begin phase two on Monday, meaning that retail stores, hairdressers, and professional offices can reopen, with density limits and other safety provisions. The Capital Region is on track to begin phase two on Wednesday. And despite the demonstrations of the past few days, Cuomo says New York City is still scheduled to begin phase one of reopening on June 8th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.